people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I mean genuinely not real. Not fake in the way there can't possibly be that many interesting, complicated people for Ira Glass to chat with. By means of a segue, here's what's written on this next card. Looking for a different way to listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern? Sorry, I just felt a great disturbance in the Force as if millions of people had cried out no and then fell silent. Anyway, if you are looking for a different way to enjoy this old thing, all of the main feed episodes, so far, are available on YouTube. Seasons 1 through 4 and all the new episodes too. Search for the show on YouTube or follow the link in the show notes. Supply the algorithm with one more bit of ammunition to use against you. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, Arnie, I can't get him. I tried. I can't get your swords out. I'm sorry, buddy.
I know. Just literally all season. It's been months and months. I've had these crisscross swords on my back, and I cannot get out of their saber, scabbards? What are these things called?
Well, sabers go in scabbards.
Okay. Well, I can't get them out, and I can just kind of shink them out just a little bit, but they just won't come out.
Maybe, have you tried pulling both at the same time? Maybe instead of like swinging it like a sword, maybe you're supposed to snip like scissors?
John, you know I don't like to use both of my arms at the same time. That takes so much energy.
Of course.
I'll try it. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, you kind of lifted yourself out of the seat. That was impressive.
Wow. I pulled my entire...
Whoa!
Am I levitating?
It's like you're puppeteering yourself. Arnie, this is incredible.
Holy cow. Imagine what I could do if I could stick my own hand up my ass.
I mean, okay. Closing my eyes and I'm imagining.
I'm also joined by my other co-host who gets real pissy if I don't introduce him early enough, but I'll do it this time for just this once. Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be many other secret names.
Don't be our daddy boy.
Now that are so powerful that they might even destroy me, since I've lost my immortality. Have you tried pulling hard on the swords?
I mean, I try to pull just enough.
Because if you pull one of those swords out and hold it aloft and say the magic words, by the power of Skullmaster, why, you might turn into a very powerful, muscular man.
Wait, wouldn't I turn into Skullmaster then?
It seems like you would, right?
Yeah,
you would think so.
But it doesn't work that way.
And Skullmaster, I gotta say, Skullmaster, super powerful. His thing was like he could control anyone's skull.
Yeah.
That's a tough power to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what can you control to do?
You can make people talk. So like he could make people's jaws move. Well, I guess he couldn't make the voice come out, but he could make their jaws move.
He can make them bite their own tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Make their head spin around all the way.
Yeah.
Arnie, all the way.
All the way.
Yep. Make their head go pop, come off the top.
Pop, come off the top?
Crush their head, sort of like a crunch inward.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I've always thought if I just removed my skull, I could finally go defeat Skullmaster.
Why? You know, we've been talking about Skullmaster for years and years. What are we just going to go and defeat Skullmaster?
I have to get my skull out first.
Also, Arnie, I hate to break it to you. I don't know if you've looked out the windows, but we're actually in the Meandering Meadows, which is kind of like a vacation spot. So
I see.
I think we just take it easy this week.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because I was going to spend a lot of time giving exposition about how we're trying to build alliances to fight off the wizards, but do we want to just chill out and be on a vacation this week?
Let's have some beers, right?
Yeah.
Eat some jerky.
Yeah, that all sounds fun to me. We don't have to do the heavy lifting of, like, explaining that you're now getting a Wi-Fi signal probably from the Crafty Beaver instead of the Burger King, all that sort of thing. Or talk about how you angered Tom Blaine Belroth, the king of the Northeast.
Man, he was probably sending assassins out to kill me.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. You've got to get that magic sword out and hold it aloft and say the magic words.
Here's the thing. I don't know that these are magic swords, or I wouldn't have said that until the fact that, watch this, if I pull myself enough, I'm floating up in the air.
I love that. I love
that. I look like a TikTok video where the person, like, edits really fast, so they're constantly jumping, but you only see them in the air.
Hey, Isidore?
Yeah, yes, John?
Do you think it's weird that Arnie has started to say TikTok instead of time?
I've noticed that.
If I'm not ready in the morning, he's like, TikTok. This is just like TikTok.
I have noticed that. I'm like, why is he talking about it all the time?
So weird.
I'm thinking about outlawing it.
What? You're going to outlaw me saying TikTok?
That's
my
right.
favorite thing to do right now. It's the way I communicate with young people.
Well, Arnie, we have to focus on the important tasks at hand. There's so much danger in the world. Why, with the war of the wizards on the precipice of breaking out everywhere and animals everywhere. You guys heard about the animals?
It seems like we're not hearing back from any of the animals.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of, like, contention between different groups of animals, and they're really mad.
Yeah, all the animals seem super pissed off.
I gotta talk to Extraordinary Boris, the moose.
Guys, for an episode where we're on vacation, we're talking about a lot of exposition.
Okay. Episode. Sorry, speaking we're on vacation.
Speaking of animals,
I'll let you get out. I brought a deck of cards, and we're gonna play a game. Arnie, you're not gonna know this, but this is a game called You Cur, or You Mangy Cur, depending on how sort of matted the dog's fur is.
Mm-hmm.
So in You Cur, let me deal out some cards.
I know how to play. Let me go to the bar. Is there anything to drink?
Well, let me come to the bar with you because I don't trust your orders. You don't remember what I want a lot of times.
Yeah. What? You always want a king's juice with cherry sauce.
Ah, oh, boy. Arnie, you hear that? Cherry sauce? Yeah. It's raspberry, dude.
Oh, well.
Totally different. Sorry. Arnie, let's all three go to the bar and let's grab grab a drink. All right, just plop down here. Okay, and let's keep dealing out the cards.
Whoa! Oh, an explosion! Oh,
what?
Glitter! I got glitter in my mouth. What is?
What? That is a lot of glitter.
That's a lot of glitter.
What the fuck?
Hello.
Oh, Arnie, one of the cards came to life or something.
Well, there's a tiny little voice somewhere in this cloud of glitter. I'm trying to wave some of it away.
Oh. Identify yourself, tiny voice.
Hello, my name is Aflame Effervescence. Pleased to meet you, although I already know Chunt.
Oh, my Chunt. Goddesses. Aveline, how long has it been?
Well, I think it's been about 27 months.
That's, well, yeah.
That's just over 2 years.
Kind of, well, yeah, the math is tough on that.
And Aveline, I just want to, I am so sorry I didn't send you a crow or a letter.
I'm so sorry.
What? Why are you sorry? You lent me your shoes, which was so kind of you.
But I have to thank you, actually, because by lending you my shoes, everyone noticed that I am the forest fairy with the smallest feet in all of Foon. Mm. A very, very desirable quality.
Oh, so it worked out. And guys, I should say I met Everlane, and I didn't have any shoes. I had to walk across the bog, and so I shrunk down real tiny, wore her tiny little shoes, and then when I made myself big again, I couldn't find the shoes. They were so tiny.
Sure.
I looked for days.
And they were very, very nice shoes.
Yeah.
They were made from rosebuds.
Oh, I am. You're going to be 80 years old on your deathbed being like, oh, those shoes.
You know, I can always make a new pair, but I have to tell you something. I have never met a badger who enjoyed wearing flower shoes so much. It was absolutely glorious to see.
Thank you. Yeah, I just felt very confident, and I feel like my calves were really extended. Anyway, Everlane, this is two of my best friends. This is Usador the Blue, The wizard?
Ah, pleasure to meet you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Now I know what it's like to be introduced second.
And you?
Well, hold on. What, Everlyn, why don't the three of us talk for a little bit?
Okay.
You,
yeah.
Me, and Usador.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
I'm going to have to wait over here to be introduced? Okay.
If you want some privacy, I'll throw up some glitter.
thank you. Well, I was very excited to hear about your rose petal shoes. I imagine Chunt was very cute wearing them. But I imagine you with your tiny little miniature fairy feet were even cuter.
Me?
Yes.
I've never met someone who liked to talk about feet so early on in a meeting, but let me tell you, I'm thrilled.
It's kind of his thing.
Would you all like some honeysuckle brew?
Ooh, yes.
You can make some honeysuckle brew for us?
I mean, it might be hard for us to drink such a tiny drink, but we'd love to have some.
Oh, yeah, I can make it bigger.
Oh.
There you are.
Oh, Chunt, if you've never had honeysuckle brew, it is the most delightful. It is sweet, but not cloying. Satisfying, but not filling. Oh, what a wonderful ambrosia you've created for us here today.
I'm so thirsty for honeysuckle brew, but I haven't been introduced yet.
I've never heard something described as satisfying, but not filling. That's, I like that a lot.
Yes, it tastes great, and it's less filling.
Well, drink up.
Oh, wow, you really did make this big. Here's to Everlyn and to new trios.
To Everlyn.
And feet.
And
to your feet.
And Usador.
Yes?
Keep an eye out. The way to spot a rose bud shoe is the bottoms are red, and the tops and sides are red, and the inside of it is red, and they're very coveted.
And it's made out of rose?
And it's made out of rose. It's all red.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers.
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 Hey, you know what? I should look for those shoes. Why don't you introduce Ani, and I'll go through this chest over here and see if I can find them. Maybe we've been carrying them around all this time.
Oh, that is so good. Usador described it perfectly. And, as always, I'm joined by my other bud, Arnie the Earthling.
Oh, hey. I barely...
Very nice to meet you. So, back to the honeysuckle brew. So, the thing about it is, it's actually milked from a honeysuckle, but there's a hint of fairy peel.
Oh.
Whoa.
Huh. Hint? Fairy peel. Arnie, try some.
No, that's okay, I'm not thirsty.
You said you were thirsty earlier, I swear I heard you.
Yeah, sorry, I've met my quota of fairy pee already for this month.
Oh,
Oh, but Ani, you know how bees make honey.
How?
With their butts.
Oh, okay.
With their butts.
That's just what a fairy does when they make honeysuckle brew.
It's sterile, no need to be worried, plus it has a little bit of magic.
Oh, magic pee?
Mm. In the fairy culture, we have invitations, and it always says at the bottom, B-Y-O-P.
And what does every letter of that stand for?
Bring your own pee.
Oh, okay, yeah. Huh.
When she said bring your own pee, the last letter was not just a letter again, it was P-E-E, spelled out.
Who is Arnie?
Oh, hi.
Arnie's a man from Earth.
Hi, I'm Arnie.
Oh,
I'm from another world.
Right. Oh, you're the one that got introduced second.
Yeah. And there's waning interest with each newly introduced person. I get it.
Arnie, what do you think in the fairy world RSVP means?
Responde P.
Mm-mm.
Wow, yikes.
Responde s'il vous plaît.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Arnie, you were way off.
I missed
you left,
some
You
of
left
it.
Some stuff out in the middle.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, here's
Yikes.
The thing. Look, I don't want to drink fairy pee because what if I like it too much? What if I like it too much? And then I'm just always jonesing for fairy pee.
Well, then you're into water sports, my dude. You're into wet play. Put down a tarp and relax.
It's vacation week.
Yeah.
Talk about people's feet. Drink some pee.
You can always go further into the meadow and visit the golden shower.
Oh, okay.
Arnie, find what you like. Earlier you said, what if I put my hand up my own butt or whatever you said,
yeah.
Right? So relax. We're in the meandering meadow.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Take it sleazy.
Arnie, find what you like. Dance like no one's watching.
Mm.
Okay.
And always wear your sunscreen. Have you been wearing sunscreen?
Not in years.
I always wear my sunscreen.
What?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
Arnie, what did you hear?
What's...
When you anger the sun and it screams at you and sends lotion flying at you through the universe?
Let's take a break. Arnie seems pretty confused. We'll grab some more of this delicious honeysuckle Everlyn, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow, Everlane, I've got to say, this honey brew is delicious.
Thank you very much.
Honeysuckle brew.
I've made it for years. Years and years, I'm immortal.
Oh, yes. That must be nice.
Oh, I forgot you're immortal. I'm so sorry that I said when you're 80 on your deathbed earlier. I totally forgot you're immortal.
Oh, sometimes I wish I were dead.
Oh, Everlane.
Oh. No, I just mean I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of being a fairy. Every morning I wake up the sun, then I come out from my tiny little daisy house, and I just have to do... I mean, there are fun things to do as a fairy, of course. I mean, I can trick travelers, I steal babies.
Oh, sure.
Fun.
But, you know, it's not all fun and games.
You know, I've always wanted to ask. I know that fairies steal babies from time to time. What do you do with them?
Yeah.
You just raise them as your own, or...
Oh, no. I don't want anything to do with a baby. I just want to have one for a little while and cause chaos.
Ah.
The most fun thing is to hear how sad the families are when they're looking for the baby. And then I take care of the baby for a little while, but then honestly the baby starts crying or it needs something, and babies do not like honeysuckle brew.
Hmm.
So then I just sort of drop the baby off in a meadow and... Well, I assume the baby has a nice and fulfilling life.
Yeah, I can't tell you enough. Every time I come to the Meandering Meadow, there's kind of like a brook or a creek that runs through here. There is dozens, if not hundreds, of babies on like reed rafts that are just floating now, just constantly.
That's right.
It is. I mean, some people go there just to, you know, sort of adopt.
It's almost a baby canal, and that's why we call it here the birth canal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a lot of good work the fairies are doing to help, you know, people lose babies and then... get one if they lost one.
Exactly.
We should also... there's one part of the brook that kind of ventures out into the ocean. It's sort of a C-section of the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And every once in a while, a baby will go out that way, and that's, you know, that's just part of it. That's just part of the process.
But you do have to watch your step, otherwise you're fallopian.
Oh, yes. Do any, like, fish
get
breach?
Get introduced second really put you on your heels, didn't it, kneecap?
Arnie, what were you gonna ask? I'm curious.
I was just gonna try to shoehorn the word breach in there, but I didn't really have a...
Oh no, do it, Arnie! Please do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Take your time. We have all day.
Yeah. Do you want Everlane to say what she said again, or like how can we set you up for this?
No. I'm good. I'm good.
Of course, on the coast of the C-section, Arnie, there's a lot of sand, which would be, you know, where the land meets the water.
What are you talking about? I don't.
It's like a breach.
Oh, fuck. That would have been so good.
Fuck, Arnie, I am trying, buddy.
I'm really off my game being introduced second.
Oh, boy.
Can I ask you about the sad one?
Oh.
The one that's right here, the sad one.
Yeah, Arnie.
This is Arnie, yeah.
Is there anything I can do?
That's a great question. I mean, let's go through the litany of Arnie issues. Number one. Swords are stuck.
Mm.
Number two, can't get back home to Earth. Number three, in his head about it being introduced second.
I can fix all of that. I just...
Okay.
I'm just tired.
Sure.
And to be honest, I'm kind of sick of using my powers.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Immortal wants to be immortal. All these powers. Isidore.
I just want to do, you know, things that they probably do back where you're from. Arnie, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Where I'm from, we don't really do magic. We just kind of hang out, usually at home, sit on the couch.
Home? Couch? Is your couch made of leaves and thistle?
No, it's usually... I mean, it could be made of leather, or it could be made of, like, a synthetic fabric.
Synthetic.
But get this, Everlane. Sometimes they're not sitting on their couch, and they go to a different building, and they sit on a different chair, and they call it an office.
An office?
Office. Office.
What do you do in an office? Office. Office.
Office, yeah.
Well, you sit in a chair, and you try to look busy until it's time for lunch or time to go to the bathroom. And then you try to look busy again. And then
you make honeysuckle brew with your bathroom dew.
Huh.
No?
Like toilet wine?
No.
Have you tried, Arnie? Maybe that'd get you out of this funk. Maybe you should try to make some honeysuckle brew.
Did really love that honeysuckle brew. Could I be making honeysuckle brew with my bath time do?
I think you should try.
Yeah, try it out, buddy.
What else do you do at the office, Ufus?
Well, if you're really lucky, your office has a special room where there are snacks.
Snacks!
So if you're sitting for too long, you're like, I gotta get up and stretch my legs. And then you walk over and get a bunch of snacks, and then you walk back to your chair.
Oh.
They have a thing called a Snickers that Arnie brought with him from his world.
Oh my god.
And it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It looked like a long turd, but it had peanuts inside. And I think Arnie wrote the name on a wrapper, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time.
Oh, it is the best thing I've ever eaten. And almost as good coming out as it was going in. I just gotta say.
And indistinguishable.
See, that's what I want. I want to be where the people are. Yeah. You know, I want to see them working.
Yeah. You should go to Earth, Everlene.
Do you think they'd like me in Earth? I don't know.
Ooh, that I don't. I guess you, Star, we've been there.
I will say that glitter is very polarizing where I come from. You know, some people love it. The people who love it a little too much. And then everyone else kind of hates it.
Why do they hate glitter?
It just kind of gets everywhere. It makes people think you went to a strip club.
That's what's fun about it.
Arnie, you're telling me on Earth that if a guy's walking through a crowd of people and he reaches into a bag and starts throwing glitter, you're telling me people are torn on that?
Well... Yeah.
It sounds like a ripping good time to me.
Yeah, it does. But you gotta have a... look, if you have a ridiculous mustache, then maybe it's acceptable. But otherwise, it's just a mess.
Oh. Efferline, can you grow a mustache?
Oh, I can do anything. Look.
Oh.
Oh! Whoa. I've never said this before, but that's a beautiful mustache.
Thank you so much.
It's almost like bull horns. That is outstanding.
I can also use it to pick things up.
Oh, they're like little pincers. Wow. Arnie, look at that.
Wow.
Oh, and now the mustache is applauding itself. Oh, and now it's clasping its arms and doing sort of a hooray to side to side. What's that called?
Cheering?
Just a cheer, yeah. I think just a cheer.
I don't know if there's a word for that, especially when it's mustache related.
Yeah.
Picking up everything with your mustache and just giving everything a mustache ride. That's wonderful.
That's what we're here for.
Now, Efferline, something you have to remember about glitter on Earth is they don't have magic, so they have to come up with very mundane and boring ways to make glitter out of, I don't know, paper or some crap. And then they throw it manually with their hands. It doesn't just sort of explode out of a flower or appear midair in a beautiful puff of smoke.
Oh, how sad.
Isn't it sad?
That's a good point. On my world, glitter is made... artificially, what is this glitter? What is it made out of?
Me.
You?
Yes, they're pieces of me.
Oh.
I regenerate, don't be frightened.
Oh. So it's like dandruff, kind of?
Dandruff, like the flakes people get who don't shower enough.
Yeah.
No. And no, it's like a hint of me.
A hint of you.
Arnie, it's sort of like when I cast a spell and all the magic in the universe coalesces around me and the forces of nature cannot resist my very call and must do my bidding and my will and I create something out of nothing. It's sort of like that.
Hmm. Ooh, a bunch of dandruff just shot out of your
top of
your hat.
Yeah, I haven't taken a shower in quite a while.
Yeah. Speaking of weird stuff, Chunt, I'm so sorry. I don't want to do this in front of anybody, but...
Then I mean, don't
you've mentioned this for weeks. There's just something. There's something in your nose.
Oh, just a little, okay.
Just a little.
Did I get it?
Yeah, it's on your finger now.
Oh, okay.
I can get it with my mustache.
Oh, yoink! There you go.
There you go. Here, I'll hold it up with my mustache so you can see it.
Oh, what is that?
It looks like it's a tiny shoe.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Are the soles red?
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm in badger form. So to find shoes, I was sniffing for them, you know, to sniff the smell of a rose. I must have just vacuumed those puppies right up.
Those are my Christian Louboutin rosebuds.
You can tell, again, because the bottom is red, the sides are red, the top is red, the insides are red. Oh, here you go.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so overjoyed. I could just glitter.
So. It's a lot of glitter.
This is just one of the shoe, though, it looks like.
Yes, but with this shoe, I can use my magical prowess to cast a tracking spell that shall take us to the other shoe.
Oh, this might hurt.
Oh, find my shoe.
What's happening to me? What's happening to me?
Oh, sorry. I just happened to look like he was having so much fun. I wanted to participate.
No, that was perfect.
Now do we have to listen to hear if the other shoe lets out a small beeping sound?
It should just come flying here towards the other shoe now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my eyes are watering. Oh, something. Oh, I feel something. I feel some pressure behind one of my eyes.
Oh, you should shapeshift and let whatever's happening there just pass.
Let me shapeshift my eye inward.
God, that's awful.
Don't look in.
I don't know what's going on with your face, but a tiny shoe just came out of your butt.
Motherfuck.
I don't know if I want to wear that.
No, please, Everlyn, please. I hope you dance.
Oh, I don't
Come on, here.
Think I can put my foot in that. A hand, maybe.
That would be charming. You ever just put your shoes on your hands and kind of wave them around? I don't know.
No. In fact, in my culture, that's very offensive.
Oh.
Arnie, I've never heard you back off something quicker.
I don't know. It's just
kind of unreal.
I mean, it was inexplicable that he said it in the first place.
Yeah, the stakes were
very low.
And then
you thought, this has got to be going somewhere.
Stakes could not be lower, and you backed off mid-word.
It's true. Oh, God, I really going. Being introduced second after this dipshit has just really gotten me in my head.
Whoa, yes. Arnie, are you talking about Everlyn or Usador?
No, Usador, of course.
Oh, thank goddesses.
Well, I've spent many, many years being introduced second. And let me tell you, you really gotta bring the juice!
I like how you start a sentence talking and then you finish it shouting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do that quite a bit of the time.
It's very charming.
Thank you.
Well, I have to say, Everlyn, what's very charming to me is that you're now wearing one shoe on your right foot and one shoe on your right hand. And I feel like it's a new fashion.
Well, you've got to keep them even. See, if one was on the left and one was on the right, my balance would be all out of whack.
Yeah,
so I just got to go this way.
Yep, smart. That's why you're, on the cutting edge of fashion. You're Everlyn's a bit of a trendsetter here in the Meandering Meadow.
Thank you. I try. I mean, the thing is that you look around you and there's just found things, you know? Here we're not into fast fashion. We like to look around and a walnut can become a skirt.
Oh.
The walnut is the perfect medium for the skirt because it just flows so easily.
Mm-hmm. And then if you sit down, it sort of rides up. That's fine. It shows everyone what you're working with.
Oh.
Well, we should also show everyone what we're working with and take a quick break.
Oh, I need to put my eye back in.
Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you to do that for a while.
User, are you suggesting that the ads are the genitals of the podcast?
Yeah. Arnie, I know we're almost at the end of the episode, but should we just reintroduce ourselves in the correct order?
No, I'm
Etheline.
Perfect. And I am Usador the Blue.
And I'm Chunt.
And I'm Arnie.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's okay. No, I don't know why I'm being so dramatic about it. It's fine. We're all, we're all part of a team here making content together. I don't need to be introduced first, second, or third. I'd prefer not to be fourth, but even then, that's fine.
You know, Arnie, I know I just met you, and I know I'm not a human, but you are a little bit of a sad sack. What is it? What is it about you? What happened to you? What broke you?
Yeah.
Was it the office?
That's a good question. It might have been the office. It just went on for so long. I don't know. Lately, maybe I've just been a little off my groove. Have you ever kind of like gone into a new year and you're like, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do good things. I was convinced I was going to help fight off the wizards. I was going to make things better for Foon. I was going to be proactive for once.
Yeah.
And then I feel like almost immediately I was just fucking stuff up.
Well, just pull that sword out and say, by the power of Skullmaster, become a big strong man, then point it right at Chunt and then ride Chunt into battle in his new battle armor.
Ooh.
That's a great idea.
That's your solution for everything, Usador.
Yeah.
It's not a bad solution.
It'd be a good one. If somebody just do it.
Yeah, we haven't tried it.
Efraline, what do you do when you're feeling sad or off or just kind of not living up to the potential that you want to?
That's a great question. Well, when I wake up in the morning after I've woken up the sun, I go down to a little buttercup and suck up some dew. Mm-hmm. And then I sing a little song with the birds of the forest. And then after that, I just go and I dance in the meadow and I sing a happy tune again.
I see.
And then flowers grow and everyone chants my name. It's hard to be sad when everyone loves you.
Yeah, sounds like you have a drinking problem.
I had a clarifying question. I'm pretty sure you said you wake up in the morning after you wake up the sun. So you wake up the sun while you're still fully asleep.
That's right.
You can literally do it in your sleep at this point. That's what you're saying, right?
Wow.
Yes, I believe humans have something like teeth grinding. And for fairies, when we grind, the sun wakes up.
And I gotta say, I have seen Efraline sing. It is the most beautiful thing in the world. She sings with the birds, as she mentioned.
I love birds.
The birds will open their windows, their birdhouse windows, and she will come in and fly and land on the birds, the tip of their feathers.
Mm-hmm. On their plume, if you will.
Thank you, on their plume, and sing with them. It is, I wept when I saw it.
Listen, I have such a beautiful voice, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I have such a beautiful voice that the birds get embarrassed to sing with me.
Oh, I believe it, I believe it. It's just enchanting to hear you speak, even.
Ugh, that's one thing I'm so jealous of. I wish I could hear me speak.
Oh, you can. You're being recorded right now.
Oh, shit, I forgot to mention. You're on a Earth podcast right now.
So imagine this. You know, we've been talking about this mundane world, Earth. Imagine you were doing your dishes.
Dishes?
Yes. You know how humans have plates and utensils and things that they clean here in this world?
Mm.
But on Earth, when they do it, they have to listen to somebody talking about conspiracy theories or murders that can't be solved.
Oh, not me. I just sing a little tune, and it's done in a whistle.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? How adorable.
So you sing a tune, and then when you whistle, they're done? Or you whistle during the tune?
Oh, no, the whistle is a measurement of time in fairyland. Mm. It's done in a whistle. I'll be there in a whistle.
Got you. And, Efraline, I don't want to put you on the spot, but these are two of my best friends. If you have, like, a little dishes song, use like in just even like two lines or like a little limerick or something, I just kind of want to show you off because you're amazing.
No problem.
Yeah, we take like 16 bars in a monologue.
Oh, how will these dishes I cope, and now it's all done with soap.
Whoa. Look, Arnie, all the tavern dishes are done.
Wow. Holy cow, we haven't washed a single dish since we started this season. That's amazing.
And they're all stacked? Wow. You could eat off these plates.
You could. Just mind the glitter.
Oh, shit, they're covered. Yeah, that's baked in there. Ooh, that is baked in there.
That ain't coming out. Efraline, this was effortless for you, which is delightful, but you tire of having these wonderful powers? And Arnie tires of being a human? Here's what I think. I think we should let Arnie wake up the sun for a while. And you host the podcast. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love that. And I can be introduced first.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Arnie, what do you think? Yes. Please, Arnie, please.
I guess I'm open to new things, but I just want to make sure this isn't some sort of cursed pact where I'm going to end up being trapped as a fairy forever. And most importantly, I'm not on the podcast anymore.
Can I tell you something, Arnie? All of this has been a ruse. In the fact that I knew you would be here, and they actually contacted me beforehand. And so I was always meant to come here and take this from you.
Oh.
Yes, it's our vacation present for you.
Yeah, sorry. Efraline is friends with Sarah Dipendy. And Sarah said that this was meant to happen.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Sarah?
Sarah Dipendy?
Yeah, or do you know Chris? Chris met?
No.
Do you know Twas? Twas meant to be?
Oh, no.
Oh, do you know Deus Ex Machina?
I do know Cole. Coincidence.
Never met him.
Oh, don't know him.
Do you know Danu Ma?
Oh, Daniel. Daniel, but he goes by Danu. Oh, Danu Ma.
Danu Ma.
Yeah, well, he'll probably show up in, what do we think, the last 3 minutes?
I do know his mother's sister, Auntie Climax.
Arnie! Arnie!
Good for
don't
you.
Don't ask me how I know her. Don't ask me how I know her.
I could guess.
Well, I say we just make the change. Evelyn, why don't you introduce the podcast? Let's start over
okay,
right now.
Okay, let's start over. Here we go. Ba, 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 ba. She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot. Okay, I'm ready.
And I'm Evelyn.
And this is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Chunt.
And I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Usador.
And our first guest on this first episode of Fairy Good is Arnie Niekamp. Arnie, do you mind being the first guest?
Can you be the first guest?
I mean, it is an honor to be asked to be the first guest. So, yes.
So what's it like waking up the sun?
Well, you know, I do it in my sleep, so it's pretty easy. But it's important work.
Sure.
I'm pretty important.
Very important.
Oh, sorry, that's the name of the podcast, is Fairy Important.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important. And we talk to very important people.
And sometimes fairly impotent people.
Like Arnie.
Oh, okay, well.
And Arnie, are you both one, two, both?
You know I can't count, but I would say some of those things.
Well, the sun also rises, but does
oh no, oh no.
So what do you like about being a fairy, Arnie? Do you like throwing glitter on things or stealing babies? Singing?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, Arnie, could you sing a little song? Could you do
Sure. I like to sing a little song. This is the song that I sing to wake up the sun. Oh, wake up, sun. It's time to come out. You gotta light up the day. You gotta sing and shout. Oh, well, there's more, but
I'm
that's
so
enough,
sorry.
I guess.
When I sing about the sun, I love to say something about the sun coming. You know, like, here comes the sun. And what I like to do is I surround myself with all these little beetles, these little beetle bugs, and they love to sing with me.
Okay, let me try. Here comes the sun, don't come yet, sun. Here comes the sun.
Oh, wow, the beetles are surrounding him.
The night is not done, it's almost there. Don't come yet, sun, think about something else. Don't come yet, sun, little darling.
What? Whoa, Arnie, about 2 seconds into your song, one of those beetles got replaced by a different, better beetle. Whoa, I hope that beetle's gonna be okay.
I don't know if anyone will remember that beetle.
I already have forgotten about that beetle.
That would be a shame.
It's for the best.
Well, Arnie, do you have anything to plug as a fairy, or what's next? Oh, what's next?
Oh, okay.
What's next?
I'm going to be hanging out in a flower petal and sleeping under a winking eye.
What?
Arnie, I hate to put you on the spot, but Evelyn and Chant and I were talking before the show, and we were hoping that you could make us some honeysuckle dew.
Right here on the podcast. We feel like our listeners, it would just really delight them,
Okay. Really
sort of electrify our listenership.
Okay. Not to put you on the spot.
Sure. Not to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine. Can you just give me your empty cups?
Yep.
Sure, here you go.
And do you have to brew?
I think I've been brewing for most of this episode. I think it's
perfect.
About ready to go, I think.
Do you get nervous? Should we turn around or something? Is it okay if we look at you?
Turn around.
Everyone just make direct eye contact with me, but don't look anywhere else.
Yeah.
That'll help. Okay.
Okay. Oh, and let's make some noise because it's not coming out.
Here comes the dew, and I say, suckle it up, the honey dew come now.
Arnie, wow, the cups are full. If you want to stop, well, whenever.
Can't stop when I start. Oh, it's okay. Scary. Someone get another cup.
Right, there you go. There's
couple
another cup.
More cups. Here it comes. Can't stop. It's
okay.
Gonna take a while.
I'm gonna clean some mugs. Yep. Give me those glitter ones.
Someone get a bucket or something.
Ooh, it's really still coming.
It's still coming now, little darling.
Arnie, maybe try stop singing. Stop singing.
Whew, yeah.
Oh,
that was unbelievable.
There you go. Oh, and it's back.
Oh,
it's back.
Oh, oh boy.
Hands back on. Arnie, hands back on. Hands back on.
This is a deluge of pee.
Well.
Drink up.
Good job, Arnie. Everyone, cheers.
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 Oh.
Oh, that tastes nothing like honey. So, oh, oh.
It's not a hint. Oh. It's not a hint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just piss. What did we forget?
The honeysuckle.
What did we forget?
The honeysuckle.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Just too much of one ingredient will really, like, overpower any drink, really, all right?
Excuse. And did you have garlic?
I ate so many things.
Asparagus?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. And also, I drank a little bit of piss, so that probably doesn't help.
That's right.
Oh.
That's really concentrated.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. Boy.
I think you might be sick.
I think so.
Yeah, there's a lot of ants racing to the spillage over here.
Now.
Ooh, it gets you here. It gets you right
it
here.
Really
it's just
does.
A really.
It's stuck in my craw.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, I don't know if. I don't know how many petals I'm going to have to eat to get rid of this.
Okay, I don't, how to phrase this. Arnie,
mm-hmm.
I love you so much. I could not love you more.
Mm-hmm.
I root for you. I support you. I love you. I don't think you're cut out to be a fairy. I think you have to come back to the podcast.
Okay. Well, I think it's
you're
best.
Good at the podcast. I think you're great at the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta come back. Would you come back?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Epherlene, you know, this was all done on a trial basis, and I hope you got some good experience under your belt and got to try out something other than just being an immortal fairy who wakes up the sun and steals babies and sings with the birds. But I think we're going to have to let you go.
Well, I know in a situation like this, it's best to be gracious, but mm-hmm. I'm not, and I'm very angry.
Oh.
And you will pay for this.
What?
I will never forget
this. Oh, boy.
And I will haunt you and trick you for the rest of my day.
Oh, fuck. I'm already the victim of so many tricks.
Shit, Arnie.
I've already got so many people trying to kill me, and now we've also got an immortal fairy trying to kill me.
Oof, Arnie, I gotta tell you, you don't want a fairy after you. It is bad news.
R.I.P., Arnie. R.I.P.
You know what that stands for?
Oh, rest in piss.
That's right.
What can we do to make it up to you? There's a very handsome severance package. Yes, right here in this package, there's a... Let's see, there's a part of an arm. And,
ooh, some toes here.
Toes that were severed from, I don't know what. A hoof. I don't know if that's a horse hoof or like a satyr or what.
Oh, no, stop there.
Okay.
I'll take the hoof. I could make that a patio. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Stave off the curse of a fairy.
Yeah,
oh, this is wonderful.
Arnie, honey, get up. She didn't mean actually sleep in the piss. Rest in piss is like, it's a phrase.
Okay.
Get up.
I'm
get
so
up, please.
Tired. Okay. This episode has been going
on. Don't lay
on.
Down in that. Don't lay down in that.
He really marinated in it, didn't he?
Yeah, okay.
Epherlene, I have to ask you, we are putting together an alliance.
Okay.
An alliance of powerful royals, fighters, magic users like yourself to stave off, I'm really into the word stave today, stave off the horrible advances of the wizards who are taking over various parts of Foon. Will you join us in defeating evil in all its forms? If you're busy, I don't want to... I don't pressure you.
No, I'll do it, I guess.
Okay, great.
I don't have anything better to do. I can't steal babies anymore. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're so much bigger than you.
They are, but I can also get bigger. I can.
Oh.
How big?
I can get to human size if I wanted to. I just don't
really?
Want to.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Here, I'll show you.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Your shoes, the shoe on your foot and your hand exploded.
Yeah, those shoes are ruined.
It also makes the mustache less fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, it just looks like one hair at this point.
Mm. Yes. Yes, kind of like, like a little, just stray wart hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
I noticed, too, that even though you got to this size, you kind of have the same amount of skin still, and it's real hot, stretched real hot.
Yes, it starts to sting when you get these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, it's
Should I go back? Am I
sure, that'd be great. If you want to.
Not to tell you what to do.
Oh, no, I can totally understand how three male figures would want a woman to be small again.
Shit, fuck. Damn it, we walked right into that.
Oh, we should have told her to keep it tight. Because the skin was so taut.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, I should just stop talking. Oh, boy. Efferlene, thank you so much.
Oh, no, it's no problem. It's going to be hard to fly with these skin folds.
Oh, sure. You're a fairy. Smile. You could just smile.
You know, fairies don't like it when you tell them to smile.
Fuck.
They also don't like it when you tell us what to wear, like you did early in the podcast when you kept insisting on talking about my feet and shoes.
Oh,
Usador.
I thought it came up naturally in the conversation.
Well, no, I just went along with it because I was uncomfortable.
Efferlene, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
These two... I'm so sorry. It's probably very natural for you to want to seek revenge on these two and to transfer any unhappiness you have with me over to them. I mean, they're really the ones you probably want to try to kill eventually.
I think that's right. You, the sad one, I just feel bad for. It's like it can't get any worse for you. I'll leave you alone, but I will seek my revenge on the other two.
Yeah, it's a better punishment to let me live.
Chump, we gotta find some pedal shoes.
We gotta find some pedal shoes.
There they go again, talking about what I wear.
I know. They're never gonna get it.
I know.
Not like us fairies.
Yeah, and they thought that my hair that I got when I turned bigger was gross. Did you notice that when I got bigger, they thought it was gross?
Yeah. These two, they don't get it. They just want to use us for our piss, and that's it. They don't understand our struggle.
You drink up the piss, but when it comes to serious matters, it's all down the toilet.
Yeah, they come running to our door looking for our piss. I don't even want to keep talking about it. I don't know why I keep... But you know what I mean. We understand each other, I think.
We do.
Yeah, we're piss buddies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Usador.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of got... acclimated to Arnie's piss. It's kind of good. Right? Am I crazy? It's kind of a sweet and sour sort of a will they, won't they? Am I crazy?
I think you have a lot of complicated feelings about Arnie.
Hmm.
Tasted like a cup of piss to me. I mean, I can try it again.
Tricked you. Tricked you.
Yes. Yes.
Why'd I take such a big swallow?
Ugh. Oh, I love riding swallows.
Oh, I love birds.
Oh, I forgot. Efferlene, Usador, you both love birds.
That I don't... No. Don't try to have us have something in common now. It's too late, Chunt.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, we're all magical creatures. Chunt's a shapeshifter. You shifted your shape. I can make glitter, I suppose. Iraf Taron. It's not as nice as yours.
I know, but it is still nice. It's a heavier grain glitter.
It's a heavier grain, yeah.
It's like a coarse salt.
Easier to get out of the carpet. Not as fun. Yeah.
No. But still nice. Almost like a confetti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the end of our episode of Magic Tavern. But if you want any fairy important merch, go ahead and go to fairyimportant.fairyimportant.fairy. And you can pick that up there. And of course, Efferlene will be sending you one third of that profit.
Oh, thank you so much.
Even though we're at war, I would never deny you any profit.
I'm just glad that I'm finally getting equal pay.
Shit. Should have brought it up.
If you need help killing them.
Thank you.
You just let me know. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I know what will change our mind about killing us. I got us these t-shirts that say content team. No?
I have to go. I think I do want to steal a baby right now.
Yeah.
To get your Content Team t-shirt, simply check any local thrift store in about 10 years. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Efferline Effervescence, the Forest Fairy, was played by special guest Kristen Chenoweth and a tank of helium? Wait, no, it was Kate Lambert. Kate is currently writing and producing on a new show called The Z-Suite for Tubi that comes out next year. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Wouter from the Netherlands, James J. Jazz, Private Eye, if your special someone was killed by music, Angela Francis, Sean Cutrell, Dan Klein, Louis Garcia, Henry Pillows, The Lady Dragon, Bjorn von der Austin, Elon, Preston James, Ryan Joswack, Mitchell Angus, Crepuscular Connor, Richie Morris, Khaki, Hannah Banana, Chris, Lilo Moe, Abadatha the Orange, well, look who's trying to get wrapped up in the Wizard War, Christopher Genoine, and Tristan W. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, where Arnie and Adol try to plan some nice birthday surprises for Matt Young's upcoming 50th birthday.
Well, I'm interested in making some not better choices by using this as an opportunity to make some content on the Patreon where Adol and I just have some discussions where we try to figure out how best to celebrate you for your birthday. Ooh. Now, maybe that will be just like we get you a gift card to Golden Corral. Maybe
hold on,
we take
hold
you out
on.
To dinner. Yeah.
I would love that.
Fuck. Well, that's the episode.
That's it.
I would love a gift card to Golden Corral. I have a lot of good memories. I'm sure the food is actually really good and not terrible now that I'm an adult. As a kid, though, I loved a buffet.
Arnie, I've scrutinized this gift, and you literally can't spell golden without old, so it is the perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we could top that.
I was thinking this was going to be a multi-episode series and
short episode.
You had to throw out a suggestion.
It's not even a full episode.
And the best way to arrange a surprise is to release it onto the internet as bonus content. Happy birthday, buddy. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show and share your suggestions of what Arnie and Adol should do for Matt's birthday, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Benji K, with some additional sound effects by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.